Quest presents an unabridged recording of Destroy All Cryptids by David Haynes, narrated by Jeff Harding. Chapter 1. Director 1, David Kirby, sat outside of an unnamed room on the 11th floor of a newly developed and completely empty office block in the Garment District of New York City. He had been summoned. There was no surprise in that. The only strange thing was that it took so long to get the call. He stared at the nondescript artwork on the wall, a crappy print of something by Monet. He didn't care for art, especially when it wasn't something original. He drummed his fingers against his legs and adjusted his tie. The whole thing was a mess, a monumental one at that. Clusterfuck was the best and only word to describe what had gone down with the facility, with Borm and Case. It was hard, even in his own mind, to come up with any positive spin to put on it. But Kirby would try. He was fighting for his career, for his reputation, and where that was concerned, the gloves were off. The door opened, seemingly by itself.
"Get in here, one."
It was a voice he didn't recognize. He'd been hoping to have this little tete-a-tete with Marler or Lowe, one of the old guard who he could charm or bribe or threaten to use what he knew about their extramarital activities. He stepped into the office. This was definitely not Marler or Lowe. She was the wrong gender, for one thing.
"Sit down," she said.
She didn't lift her eyes from the pile of papers on her desk. It wasn't grand. It was barely wide enough for her keyboard and mouse. $100 from Office Depot at the most. Behind her, the Manhattan skyline was bleak and gray.
"Report," she snapped.
"It's all there," he replied, taking the only available seat in the room. "Everything that happened is there in my report. It's comprehensive, I assure you." She finally lifted her head and met his eyes. Early 50s, short blonde hair, minimal makeup, and attractive. A handsome woman, his father might have said.
"I've read your report, Director, but I always like to hear it from the horse's mouth."
Very little accent, Midwest maybe, well-spoken and deliberate. He leaned forward. There was no scent from her, no trace of perfume, body spray, nothing. "This is all a waste of time, ma'am. I could be..."
"Give me your report, Director."
She cut him off, stared in.
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"